Once upon a time, there was a man who worked as the operator of a drawbridge over a river.
很久很久以前，有一个人，他是在一个操作吊桥的地方做事。
His job was to raise the bridge up when the boats came by, and then to lower the bridge when the trains came by.
所以他工作呢，就是当船要通过的时候，他要把这个吊桥拉起来；那当火车要经过的时候，他要把吊桥垂下来。
One day, the man brought his little son along to work with him.
那有一天，这个人呢，他就带着他的一个小儿子来跟他一起工作。
And while the man worked, his son played by the river.
那这个人在工作的时候呢，他的小儿子就在河边玩。
Around noontime, the man heard the whistle of a passenger train and so he walked over to the lever to let down the bridge for the train.
所以刚好差不多中午的时候，他就听到火车的那个笛子响了，然后知道火车要过来了，所以他就去要操作这个吊桥的那个杆子那边要去做事。
He was about ready to let down the lever when he saw something that horrified him.
那当他准备正要把这个杆子放下来，让这个吊桥垂下来的时候呢，他看到一个很可怕的事情。
His son had crawled into the gearbox that lowered and raised the bridge.
原来他的儿子呢，已经爬进去那个充满齿轮的那个箱子里面。那这个齿轮就是操纵这个吊桥升降的地方。
He screamed at his son to get out of the gearbox.
他就大叫叫儿子赶快出来。
But the noise of the oncoming train drowned out his screams, and the boy continued to play in the gearbox.
但是这个来行驶过来的这个火车声音太大了，所以他的叫声儿子都没有听到，所以他的儿子继续在里面玩。
At this point, the man knew that he had to make a quick decision.
所以在这个时候呢，这个男人他知道说他必须要快的做了一个决定。
He could either lower down the bridge and thus kill his son.Or he could keep the bridge up and thus kill all the people in the train.
他要么呢，他就要让这个吊桥能够下来，所以火车可以通过，但这样他就杀了自己的儿子；或者他让这个吊桥保持没有下来，这样子他保全了儿子，可是却杀了火车上所有的人。
The man knew that he really had no choice.
所以，但是这个男人知道呢，他没有选择。
The man thrust down the lever as he watched his son get crushed to death.
所以这人他就决定把这个降吊桥的这个杆子呢就按下去了，所以眼睁睁的看他自己儿子就在这个有齿轮的这个盒子里面就被压死了。
And as the train was by, the people smiled and waved at the bridge operator who had sacrificed his son to save their lives.
那当这个火车通过这吊桥的时候呢，车上的乘客都还跟这个操作的这个人跟他挥手。
Jesus is like the bridge operator's son in that his life was sacrificed for many people.
所以耶稣就好像这个操作人的这个儿子一样，因为为了要拯救许多人的生命，他自己的生命就牺牲了。
But Jesus was different than the bridge operator's son in that the boy did not know that by dying in the gearbox that he would save the lives of many people.
但是耶稣跟这个小孩呢又不一样，因为这个小孩他在失去他的生命的时候，他不知道他其实拯救了许多其他人的生命。
On the other hand, Jesus deliberately went to the cross because he wanted to save us from the penalty of our sins.
但是呢，耶稣他不同的是他愿意的上了这个十字架，然后为了要拯救许多的人的生命，他愿意牺牲。
God the Father is like the bridge operator.
那我们的父神就好像这个操作人员一样。
He sacrificed his son so that we could cross the bridge that crosses the great divide between death and life.
父神他牺牲了自己的儿子，所以我们得以过这个桥，它是连通这个死跟生的这个过程。
But God the Father is different because his decision to sacrifice his son was not made at the spur of the moment.
但是父神跟这个操作人员又不太一样，因为父神他在做决定的时候，他并不是临时必须要做的决定。
Instead, in eternity past, he made a decision together with his son that we, because he knew that there was no other way that we could be saved from the penalty of our sins.
因为这个决定是父神跟他的儿子一起在永恒之前他们一起做的决定，因为他们知道人类不如果不是如此的话是没有办法得到拯救的。
Many of us Christians are like those train passengers.
那我们基督徒呢，就好像这个火车上的乘客一样。
We treat God with such a cavalier attitude, even though He sacrificed His own Son for our sins.
我们对于神牺牲了他唯一的独生子的生命来拯救我们这件事情呢，好像可有可无一样。
But in some ways, we are actually worse than those train passengers.
但在某些程度上呢，我们可能比火车上的乘客还更糟糕。
They were unaware that the bridge operator had sacrificed his son for them.
因为这些乘客他们不知道这个操作人员他为了他们而牺牲了自己的儿子的生命。
But we as Christians know at least intellectually that God sacrificed his son by letting him die on the cross for our sins.
但身为基督徒，我们至少在理智上面，我们是明白神他是。 是特意让他的儿子牺牲在十字架上，为了拯救我们的生命。
We know that he gave of his best for us.
我们理智上知道神他把他最好的给我们了。
And yet, even though we know that he did all this for him, we act as if it's not really that big of a deal.
所以虽然我们明白这个事情，可是我们的行为表现出来，好像我们觉得这个无所谓，没什么关系。
Sure, we're glad that God did that for us.
所以我们觉得说，哦，神为我们这样做很好啊。
But God's sacrifice doesn't really change the way that we live.
但是神如此的牺牲，对于我们日常生活来讲呢，一点影响都没有。
It's as if we merely smile and wave at God as if what He did wasn't that big of a deal.
就好像我们看着神，就跟他挥挥手笑一笑，然后好像觉得他为我们所做的事情呢，没什么大不了的。
It's the epitome of ingratitude to treat his sacrifice in such a cavalier way.
这也就是我们典型的基督徒，对于神对我们的牺牲是这样子可有可无的心态的一个表现。
So how should we respond to God's sacrifice?
那所以我们应该如何来回应神对我们的牺牲呢？
Since God gave of his best to us, how should we respond to the mercy that he has shown to us?
所以神都把他最好的都给我们了，那我们应该如何回应才是真正回应神对我们的怜悯呢？
The Apostle Paul answers that question in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
那使徒保罗他告诉我们如何回应，他在罗马书12章第一节这样说。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，是理所当然的。The
word that the NIV translates as spiritual in this verse is the Greek word logikos.
在新国际版英文的翻译里面呢，这个理所当然它翻成是属灵的。那这个字根呢，是从希腊文。 这个字叫做, logikos.
We get the English word logical from this Greek word.
所以呢，英文叫 logical，就是合理的，是从这个希腊字根而来。And
the word logical would actually be a better translation of this word.
所以一个比较好的翻译呢，是合逻辑的、合理的，或是理所当然。
In other words, the Apostle Paul is saying that offering your bodies as living sacrifices is your logical act of worship.
也就是说，使徒保罗说把身体献上当做活祭，是一个合逻辑的、合理的行动。
Why is it logical to worship God in such an extreme manner?
那为什么这个看起来好像很极端的做法，却是合逻辑的，就是合理的呢？
Isn't that kind of fanatical?
这个不是有点疯狂吗？
Why can't we just offer God a few hours of our week, perhaps on Sunday morning, like many Christians do?
为什么我们不能就一个礼拜差不多几个小时奉献给神，就是差不多来教会的时间，就好像大部分的基督徒都一样这样做就好了呢？
The according to this verse, the reason we should offer our bodies as living sacrifices to God is because of God's mercy.
那在这个经节当中呢，我们就知道我们为什么要把身体献上当作活祭，是因为神的慈悲。
In chapters 1 through 11, the Apostle Paul had described how God had poured out his mercies on Christians like you and me.
所以在罗马书一到十一章里面呢，使徒保罗很清楚的描写神如何把他的慈悲浇灌在我们身上。
Some of these mercies include being saved from the penalty of sin, which is hell.
其中一些慈悲的表现呢，就是第一是我们能够从这个罪的代价里面呢救赎出来，也就是我们不需要进入地狱。
And that we have been saved from the power of sin, which is the inability to overcome our shameful habits.
那另外一个呢，我们就是能够征服这个罪的力量，也就是说，我们可以不受罪恶我们的驱使来做一些我们不愿意做的事情。
Other mercies include eternal security.
那其他的慈悲呢，就包括了永恒的安全。
The indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的内住。
God's unconditional love.
神给我们无条件的爱。
Everlasting life.
永恒的生命。
And the assurance that all things will work together for good to those who love God.
还有就是神给我们的确信，让我们知道说神赐给我们的每一件事情都是为了我们的好处。
You see, every action deserves an equal reaction.
所以我们知道每一个作用力都会有一个相同的反作用力，或者每个作用都有相同的反应。
In other words, the greater degree of sacrifice that God made for us, the greater degree of response that we should make back to Him.
也就是说，神他为我们牺牲的越多，我们对神的回应呢就应该越大。
Now, if God had only did a little for us, all He deserves is a little back from us.
所以，如果神只给我们一点点的话，那他所应得的，我们的反应呢就是一点点。
But when you think of the infinite things that God has done for us, we should respond by giving everything back to Him.
但是当我们想到说神给我们是这样无限的礼物的时候呢，我们能够回应的呢，应该就是我们的全部。
Since God gave His best to us, we should give our best to Him.
所以神把他最好的给我们，我们也应该把我们最好的回应给神。
But when you think about all that God has done for you, you should do all that you can do for God.
所以当我们想到神为我们所做的一切事的时候呢，我们就必须要想一想，我们能为神所做的一切事情是什么呢？
Our lives should be a big thank you note back to Him.
所以我们的整个生命呢，应该就是写给神的一个感谢函。
Or to put it another way, the most logical way to respond to God's sacrifice is to live a life of self-sacrifice.
那也就是说，我们能够最合理、理所当然、最合逻辑应该要做的事情呢，就是让我们一生的生命活的都是一个牺牲为神而牺牲的生命。
But how can we live a life of self-sacrifice?
那我们如何过一个自我牺牲的生命呢？
According to Romans 12 verses 1 through 8, we should do two things.
所以在罗马书十二章一到八节呢，就告诉我们要做两件事。
First, we should sacrifice our lives to God.
第一个，我们必须要把我们自己牺牲献给神。
And secondly, we should sacrifice our lives to others.
那第二个呢，就是我们要为彼此来牺牲。
But how can we sacrifice our lives to God?
那第一，我们怎么样把我们自己牺牲献给神呢？
According to verse 1, we do this by offering our bodies as a living sacrifice to Him.
所以按照第一十二章第一节来说呢，就是把身体献上当作活祭。
In other words, we should let God use our bodies in any way that He wants to.
也就是说，我们要让神使用我们的身体，让他所喜悦，如何使用就如何使用。
We should let Him control what our eyes see.
所以我们必须要让神来掌握、掌控我们眼睛要看什么。
What our ears hear.
我们耳朵要听什么。
Where our feet go.
我们脚要走到哪里。
And what our hands touch.
我们手要触摸什么。
But that's a lot easier said than done.
但是呢，这个说比做还要容易。
It's been said that the problem with living sacrifices is that they always want to crawl off of the altar.
那但人家会说，这个活祭的麻烦呢，就是他们常常会想要从祭坛上面爬下来。
And that's the way we are.
那我们就好像是这样。
We know intellectually that God should have the right to use our bodies any way that he wants to, but we are people who normally want to control our own lives.
所以在理智上我们明白我们想要神来掌握我们的全人全身，但是呢，我们却是常常的想要自己掌握自己的身体。
So how can we keep our bodies on the altar to God so that he can do whatever he wants to do with our lives?
所以我们如何把我们自己的身体保持留在祭坛上，所以神可以尽情的使用我们的身体呢？
The Apostle Paul answers that question in verse 2.
所以在第二节，使徒保罗就回答这个问题。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
In other words, the Apostle Paul is saying that the way we control our bodies is by letting God control our minds.
也就是说，我们要怎么样让神掌握我们的身体呢？就是让神掌握我们的心意。
In other words, mind over matter.
也就是说，理智，心意要胜于我们的肉体。
And if our mind is going to have victory over the sinful cravings of our bodies, we need to obey two different commands.
所以如果我们要我们的心意能够战胜我们的身体，不要屈服在这个罪恶的这个诱惑当中的话呢，我们就需要做两件事。
We need to refrain from doing one thing.
我们呢有一件事不要做的。
And we need to strive to do the other thing.
有一件事我们要努力做的。
First, we need to refrain from being conformed to the pattern of this world.
第一个不要做的呢，就是不要效法这个世界。
The word conform means to take on the characteristics of the surrounding environment.
所以效法这个意思呢，就是把我们周遭的环境的这个特色呢，我们学习了。
Similarly to how the chameleon lizard takes on the characteristics of the physical environment that it is in.
就好像是像变色龙一样，它把它身边周遭的颜色呢，它就把它学习了，就变成那个样子。
If the lizard is in a brown environment, it looks brown.
如果这个变色龙是在咖啡色的环境当中，它变咖啡色。
If it's in a green environment, it looks green.
它如果在绿色环境当中，它就变绿色。
Unfortunately, we often act like spiritual chameleons.
不幸的是，常常我们也好像是这个属灵的变色龙一样。
When we're in church with all our Christian friends, we look godly like they are.
所以当我们在教会跟弟兄姐妹在一起的时候呢，我们的行为就好像很属灵的样子。
But when we're with our worldly friends and nobody seems to be watching us, we take on the characteristics of our worldly friends.
但是当我们在跟一些属世的朋友在一块的时候，好像没有人在检查我们的时候呢，我们的行为表现就好像效法了这些属世的朋友一样。
We become just as self-indulgent and self-centered as they are.
我们就好像跟这些属世的朋友一样，喜欢自我满足，也是以自我为中心。
We watch the same inappropriate movies.
我们呢一样看一些不适当的电影。
Look at the same inappropriate websites.
我们一样上网去看一些不适当的东西。
Spend our money materialistically and talk the same way as them.
所以呢，我们也是随便花钱，我们说话的方式呢也跟他们一样。
In other words, we act as if it's really no big deal that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us.
也就是说，我们的行为表现呢，好像觉得说耶稣为我们死在十字架上了，没有什么大不了。
But the Apostle Paul says it is a big deal.
但是使徒保罗说，它其实是很重要的。And
we should make it a decision in our mind not to conform to the world.
也就是说，我们必须要在我们心里面就决定，我们不要效法这个世界。We
should refuse to give in to that natural inclination to become like our worldly surroundings.
我们必须决定不要屈服于这个。 我们身体里面想要这种趋势，想要效法这个世界的趋势。
Instead, the Apostle Paul tells us that we need to be transformed.
相反的，使徒保罗要我们呢，要心意更新而变化。
The Greek word for transform is metamorpho.
所以呢，希腊文说这个变化呢，就是这个 metamorpho.
We get the English word metamorphosis from it.
所以英文字这个 metamorphosis 就是昆虫的变态，这个字就是从这个希腊文而来。
It means that we change from one form to another.
也就是说，从一个形状变成到另外一个形状。
Like a caterpillar into a butterfly.
就好像毛毛虫变成蝴蝶一样。
Instead of being like the world, we become like Jesus.
所以我们不要像这个世界，我们要像耶稣。
And we not only act like Jesus when we're around our Christian friends, but we also act like Jesus when we are in the worldly environment with our worldly friends.
所以我们不光是在教会的时候，我们的行为举止效法耶稣，我们在跟属世的这些人在一块的时候，我们也是要效法耶稣。
Are you a chameleon Christian or are you a butterfly Christian?
所以你是一个变色龙的基督徒，还是一个蝴蝶的基督徒呢？
Do you allow yourself to be conformed to the image of the world, or do you allow God to transform you into the changes that He wants to make in your life?
你是让你自己效法这个世界呢，还是你愿意让神来改变你，所以你可以成为他想要的样式？
But how can we allow God to make these changes in our lives?
但是我们怎么如何让神来在我们生命当中做这样的改变呢？
According to this verse, we can experience this change if we renew our minds.
在这段经节里面呢，告诉我们说，如果我们改变我们的心意的话，心意更新的话，我们就变化。
It means that we do a lot of self-evaluation to make sure that our minds are thinking in the right way.
也就是说，我们要常常自我省察，我们的心意是不是在思想一些正确的事情。
So what is the right way to think?
那什么叫做正确的思想呢？
Take a look at verse 3.
我们看第三节。
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given to you.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
To renew our minds means that we think to ourselves, am I thinking of myself more highly than I should?
所以要心意更新呢，也就是说我们常常问我们自己，我是不是看自己过于我所当看的？
Or do I have a realistic view of myself that whatever I have of value is actually a gift from God and that even my faith in Christ is actually a gift from God.
或者是说我对自己的印象呢是一个很合情合理的。也就是说我是不是知道我神所赐给我的恩赐呢，这些有价值的恩赐都是神给我的，甚至于我的信心也是神所赐给我的。
In other words, we need to evaluate whether we are living a lifestyle of pride and arrogance or whether we're living a lifestyle of humility.
也就是说，我们要常常检查我们自己，我们过的生活呢，是基于我们心中的骄傲，还是基于谦卑
？Whether we are living in a spirit of entitlement or whether we're living a spirit of gratitude，
或者是我们的生活呢，是觉得我们是应得这些，还是我们觉得呢，我们是不配得，但是我们感谢
？Whether we are offering our lives as a sacrifice to God。Or whether we have actually crawled off the altar again.
或者是品尝我们自己到底是不是把身体献上当作活祭，还是我们呢试图想要从祭坛上面爬下来？
If we discover that we are living a life of self-centeredness rather than a life of self-sacrifice, we can renew our minds by doing two different things.
所以当我们发现如果我们过的生活呢是自我中心的生活，而不是自我牺牲的生活的话，那我们就必须要做这两件事情来做自我更新的活动。
First, we need to confess our sins.
第一个，我们必须要认我们的罪。
And secondly, we need to surrender control to God.
第二，我们必须要把这个控制权呢交回给神。
This renewing of the mind will probably have to be done several times throughout the day.
所以呢，这个心意更新的这个事情呢，我们差不多一天可能要做很多次。
Several times a day, we may need to pray a prayer like, "Dear God, I'm sorry for seizing control of my life again."
所以一天呢，很多次我们必须要如此祷告。我们要说，神啊，我对不起，我 一直要想要自己掌握我的生命。
I surrender control to you.
我愿意把这个控制权交到你的手上。
I want to be sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and I want to be obedient to His commands.
我愿意仔细地聆听圣灵的提醒，我也愿意顺从圣灵的引导。
When we let the Holy Spirit control our lives, it's what the Bible calls the being filled with the Spirit or the Spirit-filled life.
所以当我们愿意让圣灵来掌控我们的生命的时候呢，我们就成为好像圣经里面讲是一个圣灵充满，或是一个生命，就是有圣灵在当中的生命。
What will happen if we practice these disciplines of confession and surrender?
所以呢，当我们常常这样操练，我们让圣灵来掌控我们的时候，我们会发生什么事情呢？
Take a look again at the last part of verse 2.
那我们可以看看, 第二节的下半段。
Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
In other words, if we practice the disciplines of confession and surrender, we will be doing God's will.
所以如果我们常常操练，我们认罪，而且我们愿意把主控权交给神的话呢，我们就可以查验神的旨意。
And by doing so, we will be testing His will.
所以我们在做神的旨意的时候呢，我们就可以查验神的旨意。
We will be able to decide whether it's really worth doing His will.
我们就会知道说，到底我们行神的旨意呢，到底值不值得？
And by doing so, we will discover that it actually is worth doing God's will, and then we will approve of it.
那当我们查验了，我们知道了，我们就发现说，的确是值得行神的旨意的时候呢，我们就会愿意去做。
In other words, after testing God's will, we will treasure God's will so much that we will discover that God's will is good and pleasing and perfect.
也就是说，当我们行神的旨意的时候，我们就查验了神的旨意呢，果然是善良、纯全、可喜悦的。
We will discover that God is definitely far better at controlling our lives than we could ever control our own lives.
我们就会发现说呢，神比我们更能够好好的这个处理我们的生活，掌握我们的生命。
In verses 4 and 5, we see the second thing that we need to do in order to experience the self-sacrificial life.
所以在四节跟五节当中呢，有次在告诉我们第二件，我们如何过一个自我牺牲的生命呢，要怎么做？
Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在耶稣里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
If we want to live a self-sacrificial life, we should not only sacrifice our life to God, but we should also sacrifice our life to others.
我们如果愿意过一个自我牺牲的生活的话呢，我们不光是牺牲我们的生命给神，我们也要彼此牺牲。
The sacrificial life for others begins with the right frame of mind.
所以呢，这个为彼此牺牲的这个生活呢的基础，就是要有一个对的心态。
You need to see that your Christianity is not merely a relationship between you and God.
你必须要能够明白，基督教呢，并不是告诉你说你只有跟神才有互相的关系。
But it's also a horizontal relationship between you and your brothers and sisters in Christ.
因为这个呢，不光是垂直的，也是平行的关系，也就是我们跟我们的弟兄姐妹也有关系。
In other words, according to these verses, you no longer belong just to yourself. Instead, you belong to me.
也就是说，按照这个经节来讲呢，你不再只是属于你自己的，你也属于我。
You might say that sounds kind of egotistical.
那有些人说你这样子是不是很自大狂？
But the converse is also true. I no longer belong to myself, but I belong to you.
但是呢，相对的也是如此。我并不再属于我自己，我也属于你。
And you and I belong to every other Christian that is in this room.
所以呢，我们彼此呢，都属于其他在这个房间、这个屋子里面的其他的基督徒。
So that means that when you make a decision, you not only decide what's best for yourself, but you're actually even more concerned about what's best for the other people in your life.
所以呢，当你在做决定的时候呢，你不只是考虑说这个对我个人有什么好处，我们还要考虑，还要更重要的是考虑说对其他的众基督徒有没有什么好处。
For example, when you decide what to do on Friday night, you need to consider what is the best thing for your Christian brothers and sisters.
所以呢，就例如好像我们在星期五晚上要决定要为我们生命当中做最好的事情是什么的时候，我们要考虑说我们做什么是对其他基督徒弟兄姐妹是最好的事情。
This passage portrays the Christian community as a body.
那在这个经节当中呢，告诉我们说基督徒团体呢是好像一个身体一样。
Imagine if one day you woke up and your eyeball decided, I want to sleep in today.
所以你想一想，如果今天早上啊，有一天早上你起床了，你的眼球说，哎，我今天想要睡懒觉。
And so it rolls out of your eye socket and it stays in your pillow for the rest of your day.
所以你的眼球呢就滚出来，然后就躺在那个枕头上，他说我今天整天都要躺在这里。
Now, could you still see?
那你还看得见吗？
Yes, but you wouldn't really have peripheral view.
你可能可以看到，可是你这个角落的部分，你可能都看不清楚。
And in the same way, if God wants you to be at a worship service, but you stay home to study for a big test, you're not only hurting yourself, but you are hurting the rest of your brothers and sisters.
所以呢，就相同的状况呢，好像是如果有一个主日早上，你决定不要来参加崇拜，留在家里读书准备考试的话呢，你所伤害的不光是你自己，而是整个其他的弟兄姐妹的崇拜。
Because God has given you a unique blend of talents, personality, and sphere of influence that you can do something for your brothers and sisters in Christ that nobody else can do.
因为神所赐给你的各样的恩赐、各样的才干。各样的个性，还有你所能够影响周遭的这个人的范围呢，是其他人所不能做的，这是独特的。
The sacrificial life for others begins with the right frame of mind, but it shouldn't end there.
所以呢，这个过一个自我牺牲的生活呢，必须在基础上呢是要一个对的心态，但是呢，并不在这边就停止了。
Take a look at verses 6 through 8 to see the second characteristic of a sacrificial life for others.
我们看一下在第六到第八节怎么样说呢？
We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
The right frame of mind towards others should result in a lifestyle of quality ministry to others.
所以呢，对别人的自我牺牲的这种心态呢的结果，就是我们做出来的服事呢都是非常非常有素质的。
We should never settle for sloppiness in our service for others.
也就是说，我们对别人的服事呢，不是说得过且过。
Instead, we should pursue excellence.
相反的呢，我们必须要追求卓越。
That doesn't mean that I need to preach.Like Billy Graham when I get behind the pulpit, but it does mean that I should preach the best that Paul Epp can preach behind the pulpit.
所以呢，这不是说当我在台上讲道的时候，我必须要像葛培理的讲道的水准这么样。但是呢，我在讲道的时候就必须像 Paul Epp 能够讲到最好的讲道这样做。
That means that we should try to be on time for events so others don't have to wait for us.
也就是说相同的，我们必须要在教会干活动当中呢必须要准时，所以别人不用等我们。
It means that we should be involved in at least one area of service in the church.
那也表示说呢，我们必须要做的服事呢不光只是一样，而是多样。
Why is it so important?
为什么这么重要呢？
Certainly we want to give our best to God.
我们知道我们要把我们最好的献给神。
But we should also pursue excellence in ministry because our brothers and sisters in Christ need us to do our best, and we belong to them.
我们相同的，当我们在各样事工上面呢，我们也必须要追求卓越，因为我们的弟兄姐妹呢需要我们这样子的服侍，而且呢，我们是属于他们的。
Considering your personality, your talents, your intelligence, and your spiritual gifts, are you involved in a ministry in which you are fulfilling your potential to make the biggest impact possible?
当你在考虑神所赐给我们的各样聪明、才干、恩赐的时候呢，我们是不是真的把我们的所有的奉献出来，让我们在服事当中所能得到的是最大的影响力呢？
If you are already involved in a good ministry, are you doing your best, or are you just settling for good enough?
如果你已经在服事的时候，你是得过且过呢，还是你是把你最好的奉献出来呢？
When Linnea was a little girl, she got bit several times in the areas around her eyes where we could not put mosquito spray.
当我的小女儿Linnea她小的时候呢，她常常在眼睛附近某一个地方常被蚊子咬，但那个地方我是不能帮她擦药的。
I remember looking at her and just seeing that the bites turned into big bumps, and then there was pus that was oozing out of them.
那我还记得看到她小时候常被咬的时候呢，都越来越肿，后来里面都化脓了，看到她这个眼睛部分很痛苦。
And I thought to myself, I wish that I had gotten bitten instead of her.
我常常就想说，哎，希望这个如果咬我就好了，不要咬我的女儿。
Whatever child you have, as a father, one of the hardest things is when you see your children suffer.
所以当我们有孩子的人呢，就会知道，做父母最痛苦的一件事呢，就是看你的孩子在受苦。
So can you imagine how much it must have wrenched the heart of God the Father when he saw his son Jesus Christ dying on the cross?
所以我们能不能想象神他的心是多么的痛苦，当他看到他自己的儿子死在十字架上的时候？
I imagine in some ways it was more painful for him than if he could have just said, get off that cross and I'm going to take your place.
我想可能对他来讲呢，看着他耶稣基督在十字架受苦， 可能比他自己在十字架受苦都还要痛苦。
Have you let the magnitude of God's sacrifice sink deep into your mind?
我们是不是让神他为我们牺牲他儿子的这个这么壮大的事情，那进入到我们心中影响我们呢？
If so, how are you going to respond to God's sacrifice for you?
那如果是你能够感受到的话，你怎么样回应神对我们如此的牺牲呢？
If you're already a Christian, what are you going to do?
如果你已经是基督徒的话，你应该如何做呢？
Will you be a Christian chameleon who acts like a Christian when he's around other Christians, but acts like a non-Christian when he's around non-Christians?
所以你会成为一个基督变色龙的基督徒，所以当你在基督徒当中就好像基督徒一样，当你在属世的人当中就好像是属世的人一样吗？
Or will you sacrifice yourself to God and sacrifice yourself for your brothers and sisters in Christ?
还是你愿意把自己牺牲献给神，也献给你的弟兄姐妹呢？
Stop settling for mediocrity, because when you think about all that God has done for you, the only logical way to respond to God's sacrifice is a life of self-sacrifice.
所以不要再满足于得过且过的这样子的表现当中，因为当我们知道神如何的为我们牺牲的时候，我们就应该要完完全全的把自己牺牲给众人。
If you are not a Christian yet, how are you going to respond to God's sacrifice?
如果你还不是基督徒的话，你怎么样对神对我们的这样子的牺牲来回应呢？
I want to make sure that you're not confused.
那第一个，我首先要确定的是呢，你现在不是混淆了这个概念。
You cannot earn your way into heaven by sacrificing your life to God.
你即使现在牺牲了你自己献给神了，你也没有办法因为这样来赚取进天堂的这个路。
Instead, you can only get to heaven because God sacrificed His Son for you.
你唯一可以进天堂的原因呢，是因为神他牺牲了他的儿子，他为你牺牲了。
You see, heaven is a free gift.
所以进天堂是一个 不用钱的礼物。
The Bible says in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以在罗马书6:23节，使徒保罗这样告诉我们：因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐，在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
In other words, Jesus Christ paid for the gift of our eternal life by dying on the cross.
也就是说，耶稣基督已经为我们付了罪的工价了，因为他已经在十字架上为我们死了。So
how can you receive that gift of eternal life?
那我们怎么样得到这个永生的这个礼物呢？
Ephesians 2:8-9 says, For it is by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast.
在以弗所书2:8-9节这样子告诉我们：你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。In
other words, you can receive that gift by faith.
也就是说，你只能透过信来得到这个礼物。Faith
is not a good deed in which you can earn your way into heaven.
所以信呢，并不是一个好的行为，就是用好行为来赚取的进天堂的这个道路是不行的。Instead,
faith is the way by which you receive the gift of eternal life.
也就是说，信的意思呢，就是你接受神赐给我们这个永生的不用钱的礼物。But
what do you need to believe in order to receive this free gift of eternal life?
那你要信什么才能够得到这个永生的礼物呢？
First, you need to believe that you have a need for eternal life.
那第一个你比较信的呢，就是相信你需要永生。In
other words, you need to believe that your moral imperfections have disqualified you for heaven, and that you cannot earn your way into heaven.
也就是说，我们必须要相信我们在道德上的这些缺陷、这些不完美呢，让我们无法进入永生。These
moral imperfections are not crimes like murder or grand theft.
那这些的道德上的不完全的这些缺陷呢，并不一定是好像杀人啊、窃盗啊这样子的罪。Instead,
it's any thought, any action, any words that we might say, or any motive that falls short of God's standards.
也就是说呢，这个道德上的不完全呢，是包括你的思想、你的言语、你的行为，甚至于任何的动机，这是在神的标准之下的，都是犯罪。
It means that we fail to give our best to the Master.
也就是说，我们没有把我们最好的献给主。
And that's why the Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
也就是在罗马书2:23节这样说，3:23节说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。The
second thing that we need to do is to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take the punishment of our sins.
那第二个我们要信的呢，就是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死，所以把我们罪所应得的工价呢扛在自己的身上。And
thirdly, we need to believe that Jesus rose again to give us eternal life.
第三个要信的呢，就是耶稣他又复活了，所以我们能够得到永生。And
finally, we need to believe that God, that we want God to come into our life, to transform us from being self-centered into being self-sacrificial.
那最后要信的呢，就是要信，愿意让耶稣进入我们的里面，所以呢，改变我们，更新我们，让我们从一个自我中心的生活变成一个自我牺牲的生活。If
you are a seeker today, if you are not yet a Christian, and you would like to receive the free gift of eternal life, then I ask for all of us to bow our heads and then you can pray this prayer with me.
所以如果你还是慕道友，或者你还没有成为基督徒的话呢，你确实愿意想要得到神赐给我们这个永生的礼物的话，我邀请大家我们现在一起低头，然后你愿意的话，你可以跟我做这样的祷告。Dear
Lord, I'm sorry for the moral imperfections in my life.
主啊，对不起，我常常在道德上面有许多的缺陷。
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take the punishment of my sins.
我相信耶稣基督已经死在十字架上为我的罪的工价而死。
And I believe that he rose again to give me eternal life.
我相信他已经复活，要赐给我永生的生命。
Come into my life and transform me from being so self-centered so that I can become self-sacrificial for you and for others in my life.
就是进入我的生命，所以我可以从一个自我中心的生命啊，改变更新，成为一个自我牺牲的生命，为神你自己，也为周遭的人。
And I pray this in Jesus' name.
我这样祷告是奉告主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen. So if you decided, if you were a non-Christian and you prayed that prayer sincerely, deciding that you wanted to become a Christian, I encourage you to come and talk with me or to one of the elders or a Christian that you know and tell them about the decision that you make so that they can help you know for sure the decision that you made and help you grow.
所以如果你之前不是基督徒，但是刚刚你跟我一起做这样的祷告的话，我鼓励你来找我或者找教会的长职或者其他的基督徒，然后跟他们谈，让他们能够确认你真的是已经接受了这个永生的礼物了。
Romans 12:1 says, Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. And this is your logical act of worship.
所以罗马书十二章一节说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，是理所当然。
The communion table reminds us of the mercies of God that He displayed for us that should motivate us to live a lifestyle of self-sacrifice.
这个圣餐提醒我们，神他为我们所做的牺牲，他的怜悯应该要能够激励我们，所以我们要过一个自我牺牲的生活，为神也为身边的人。
The bread reminds us that Jesus Christ left His throne in heaven to become a human, take on a human body and to live amongst us.
这个饼呢，提醒了我们，耶稣他取了人的样式来到世上，跟我们一起经历世界上各样的苦痛。
The cup reminds us that Christ shed His blood on the cross.So that we could be saved from the punishment of our sins.
杯提醒了我们，基督他在十字架上为我们流了宝血，所以我们可以不用承担我们自己罪所带来的代价。
So as you wait for the elements to be served, meditate on the sacrifices that Jesus made for you.
所以当我们在等着领受饼杯的时候，让我们自我反省。看看自我反省，让我们就思想神他差派耶稣基督所为我们做的牺牲。
Also examine your life and ask yourself if you have responded to His mercy by living a lifestyle of self-sacrifice.
我们也应当自我省察，看看我们是不是以诚实的慈悲来看我们自己，有没有过一个自我牺牲的生活。
If you realize that you have actually lived self-centered rather than self-sacrificial, spend this time confessing your sins of both commission and omission.
所以当我们知道我们还没有过一个自我牺牲的生命的话，让我们花一些时间能够认我们的罪。